my two of these and feel down my lovelies and lovelyettes. How are you doing on this beautiful Sunday, April 24th? And let's just jump in right now because obviously the younger generation has become very, very self-centered and very selfish lately. What I mean is, many people who get their very first job think that they are privileged to everything and they believe that they can run their bosses. And if you know exactly who that person is that I am talking about, you know exactly where I'm going with this. There are many of us who have had so many different jobs in our lifetime, from retail, food stock, wine, to, you know, we try to find exactly what it is, you know, that gives us the passion and the drive to do what we believe is, you know, thinking that, okay, let me try this out, see if I succeed. If I don't, you know, I move on to another thing. And what I mean by this is I've been through several different jobs. But one job did always come back, though, and that was in retail. And I'm still a big retail kind of person because I've been a retail associate. I used to sell clothes. But when I worked for a temp agency, it actually brought me back to those same roots to refresh. But I did packaging and printing as I was working in the temp agencies. And now the job that I have right now, yes, it pays more, but it took some time to get to my pay where it is right now. So right now, I do have a pension job pay. So literally, hopefully when I'm already at the age of 50 or at the age of 60, I can, you know, still retire, you know, with some good amount of money on my hands. But I'm not there yet, unfortunately. Even though I am almost there. But still, you have these first time people who are, you know, by doing things differently or seeing things differently, even though yes, hobbies are good and nice and all, and yes, some people do pursue their hobbies and become very successful. Other people don't. But again, you never know who you are going to meet in that timeline, or when is that going to happen then. Everybody has to have some form of patience. From doing bits of artwork as a hobby goes into a passion, and you keep on pursuing that off to the side. But regardless of that or not, everybody is always pursuing something different. There are a lot of freelance photographers. I actually happen to be a freelance photographer. If you guys want to look at my photographs, you can. It's on viewbug.com. You can also download the app on Google Play and as well as the App Store if you want to look at my photos. And if you're trying to look me up of my photography, I am actually going to say my name, which I have not said. You know, I requested when I first started was my email address and everything. And I never gave my name. And it's up to you to find me. But if you want to look at my photographs, I'm on ViewBug, so I don't have too many photos up quite yet. But again, I'm a freelancer photography, so on my days off, if I feel like it, I go out and I take, you know, or I go and travel to the mall here in New Jersey and I take pictures. And again, everybody sees the world differently. All photographers see the world differently. It could be from the shading, the light, the angles. It depends how you see the world. That's the same thing for, not just for photographers, for any artist out there. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Any kind of hobby that you do in your life and you see a different perspective from that angle. So no matter what you do, do and keep pursuing from what the heck you're doing. Keep doing what you love to do best. Even though sometimes it doesn't pay, but you have to work in order to keep your hobbies up, then you keep doing that too, because that's what I'm doing, unfortunately. If you are trying to look up for some free gift cards and some free money, just to give you a heads up, the apps that I use is called Just Play, and you can find this in the Google App Store as well as the Apple Store. And you have from $2 to $30 minimum. Now with that money, it's free money. You don't have to do nothing about it. It's absolute free money. You know, it goes directly into your PayPal account and boom. Within like 30 seconds or less, I know I sound like a freaking promoter. So I apologize in advance. There's also another app that gives you from $5 to $50. And with this one, you get a free Amazon card, you get from Burger King, this, that, and it's actual free money and free gift cards to use any way you want to. And this one is called Mobile Meter. Mobile Performance Meter, or however it is. I'm gonna have to look it up. And Mobile Performance Meter. It looks, when you try to look it up, make sure it's gonna have the Wi-Fi symbol with the three symbols, like the sign for free Wi-Fi. But it's called Performance Meter App. Mobile Performance Meter App. And again, you don't have to do nothing for free money. You just install it and you go back to doing what you're doing. Some have up to 5 points every day, and it's a survey. They have surveys coming in and out, and it's so, so easy. Again, you don't do nothing. You just install the app. You can do a few surveys here and there, and you still get the points. And some mobile performance meters have 5 points, some have 10 points, depending which one you click on. And it's going to look like the Wi-Fi symbol. So that's what you're looking for if you go to the Google Play Store and the App Store. But if you want to have some free money in your pocket and some free gift cards, those are the ones to use, because you don't do absolutely nothing. It's just free money, and this way you can spend it any way you want to. I have another one for you, but I just don't remember the name. But all in all, and Misplay is very easy. Has you get to pick your game, and as you play your game, it's gonna rack you up with more points. The more you play the game, the more points you rack up, but you do have to log in so that you don't lose your money, because this is like a daily registry that you do have to log in. If you don't, you will lose the points and then you go back down to zero. That's the only little flaw thing about that one. Besides that, oh, now I remember the name of the game. It's called Playtime. And again, this is deals with points. So the longer you play the game, the more you'll get money. But regardless of that, it's just instant money. You just deal with points. The longer you play, the more points you accumulate. And again, free money. It's absolutely free money that goes right into your PayPal account. So if you want to get some free money in and you want to, you know, get a nice little surprise or get a gift card for somebody to send them electronically as a nice little surprise to them, you can. So those are my apps that I'm always using to get free money. So I know we're still in a pandemic. But if you want some free money in your pocket, those are the three that I use. And it's so easy, like literally. So, love you my Tweedledees, my Tweedledums, my lovelies and lovelyettes. Mwah. Oh, and before I forget, to salute all the military overseas, wish them luck, and hope this damn war with Ukraine is put to an end, because this is absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, let's hope that everything with this conflict that's going on is to be put to an end. Because this is ridiculous. This is for everybody's safety and the children's safety. And it's going to be a very, very road. A tough road for Ukraine. So let's just hope that they remain safe. Even if they're still there hiding. So let's just hope that those families remain safe at all costs. Love you guys. Till next time.